好，弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以再一次来到主面前，寻求他的心意。
Thank the Lord that once again we're able to come before the Lord to seek His will.
我们在交通以前先有个祷告。
Let's start with words of prayers.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the praises and thanksgiving.
你借着你爱子所带给我们的。是眼睛未曾看过，耳朵未曾听过，人心也未曾想过的。
What you have given us through your beloved Son is eyes have not seen, our hearts have never imagined, and our ears have never heard.
没有你借着圣灵启示带领，到我们到一个地步，把你儿子基督的心思赐给我们，我们是不可能能够达到你所要我们达到的。
We can never reach what you would like to us to achieve if it's not because through your Holy Spirit, your Son, that reveal and guides us to such a point.
我们知道，凭着我们自己是达不到的。
We know that we can never achieve this by ourselves.
但是你是说有就有，命立就立的主。
But you are the Lord who speaks and things come into being, and you speak, everything stands.
并且你照着你的话告诉我们说，在人不能，在你凡事都能。
But by your words, you have told us that in man everything's impossible, but by you everything's possible.
我们就相信你。也相信你的话，我们依靠你，也依靠你向我们所说的。
We trust you and we believe unto your words, and also we depend on you and depend what you have spoken.
我们求你向我们说话，
We do pray you speak to us.
尤其是在你儿子还要再来的日子，我们需要怎样能够有充分的预备？我们需要你赐给我们。
Especially, we need you to provide to us in the time that your son is returning, what kind of preparation we need.
我们承认我们是无知的，我们是软弱的，我们也常常是瞎眼的。
We confess that we know nothing and we are weak and we are blind.
我们需要你儿子的衣襟遮盖，我们需要你儿子的宝血，我们更需要你，因为你儿子所赐的圣灵充满在我们当中。
We need the covering of your son's garment, and we need the precious blood of your son, and we need the Holy Spirit always filling us.
我们就把下面的时间交托在你的手中，
We commit the following time onto your hands.
为你的教会穿上全副的军装，
Put on the whole armor of God for your church.
让你的教会在你面前能够进到，在你喜悦蒙恩的那样的光景。
So your church can reach the condition that's pleasing to you and find grace before you.
求你在你的怜悯中，使你的教会，使我们个人都能够在你给我们的有限的机会中，能够在主再来的预备上能够充分。
By your mercy, do give us individually and corporately that in such limited time we can be fully prepared before your return.
向我们的心说话，说话的、翻译的、听话的，都等候在你的面前。
Speak to our hearts, the one who speak, the one who translate, and those who listen way before you.
虽然你在宝座，求你真是向我们倾倒你的话。
Even though you are on the throne, but may your words be poured down upon us.
求你触摸我们每一颗心，
Touch each one of our hearts.
吸引我们快跑跟随我们的主。
Draw us so we can run after our Lord.
你的儿子现在坐在你的右边，我们也是被呼召要与你做你儿子的同伴。
Your son is sitting on your right hand right now, and we are being called to become the companion of your son.
愿你宝座的呼召向着我们每一位是那样的真实，这样有能力，而且是这样的充满的，在我们里面所激发的动力，来跟随我们的救主耶稣基督。
So pray the calling from your throne can be powerful and also make us to be fully motivated so we can run after and follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
在人不知道怎么做，但是在你凡事都能，求你亲自做成你要做成的工作。
Men do not know how to do, but in you, everything is possible. So we do pray that yourself fully complete the work you would like to accomplish.
愿说话的、翻译的、听话的，都被你遇见、被你得着、被你吸引和被你带领。
So the one who speak, the one translate, and those who hear can be made by you and gained by you and being led by you.
我们谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We thank you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. We pray.
Amen. 好，我们今天我们读一点圣经哈。我用我这边的来，就是我用我这里的圣经哈。
Let's read the place of scripture.
读以弗所书第六章，从第十节到第二十节。
Book of Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 10 to 20.
第十节，我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
For the rest, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the might of his strength.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Put on the panoply of God that you may be able to stand against the artifacts of the devil.
因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Because our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, against authorities, against the universal lords of this darkness, against spiritual power of wickedness in the heavenlies.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
For this reason, take to you the panoply of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having accomplished all things, to stand.
所以要站稳，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Stand therefore, having girt about your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋。穿在脚上。
And shut your feet with the preparation of the glad tidings of peace.
此外，又拿着信的当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
Besides all these, having taken the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the inflamed darts of the wicked one.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Have also the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
Praying at all seasons with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching unto this very thing with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
And for me, in order that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known the boldness, the mystery of the glad tidings.
我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。
For which I am an ambassador bound with a chain that I may be bold in it as I ought to speak.
好，我们圣经就读这么多。
We read the scriptures up to here.
在交通这圣经之前呢，我先交通一点最近有一些的经历。
Before I share about the scripture, I would like to share some of my experiences recently.
最近啊，这个主派了一个小鸟家庭在我们家的这个前面院子的树上。
Recently, the Lord had sent this family of birds to rest upon the tree in front of my house.
其实我们事先是没发现的。那后来呢？因为它是就是放在这个我们窗子外面。
Originally, we did not realize it, but because the Lord just put them right outside of our window.
而且我们不需要用任何的努力，就可以很清楚地看到那个小鸟家庭他们的活动。
And without any effort, we can clearly see all the activities of this family of birds.
所以我自然从发现以后啊， 我就常常站在那个窗子里面来看窗子外面。
So ever since when I find them, and so often I stand inside the window to look outside.
看看小鸟妈妈呢怎么样喂小鸟。
And to see how this mother bird is feeding the little ones.
然后看那个小鸟呢怎样一直不断的张着嘴在那里一直要吃。
I see how these little birds keep opening their mouths asking for food.
然后就这样子一天一天看这个小鸟慢慢长大。
Daily, I see those birds grow up.
起头呢这个小鸟是在它的巢里面，但长大的时候慢慢它会跑出来。
At first, the birds were in their nest, but after they grow, they came out.
然后呢它出来之后呢开始就逐渐好像在动它的翅膀。
And after they came out, they start to wave their wings.
但是它好像不能在它的巢上面站太久，又马上又回去了。
But they are not able to stand too much longer on their nest. They immediately return.
然后就慢慢看它这个站出来的时间，站出来的这个张开翅膀的这个时间的越来越多。
And then I start to realize they start to be the time they flap their wings become longer and longer.
我就感觉哎，这个小鸟可能长大的快要飞走了。
Then I felt that this bird probably grows to the point that it can fly away.
那个果然不久呢，那个时间到了。
Then very soon the time arrives.
但是我本来想说飞走就飞走，这个它走了就走了吧，哎。
At first I thought that it's okay, it just flies away, then it's gone.
但是在飞走的前一天下午，很奇妙的事发生。
Something wonderfully happened, amazingly happened that on the afternoon before the bird fly away.
那刚好主感动我要去我们家车库拿点东西。
Then that time the Lord touched me to pick up something from my garage.
那我就到车库去，正好我就人站在外面。
So as I went to a garage, I stood outside.
结果就看到小鸟妈妈就站在我们家的那个电线上面。
Then I saw this mother bird was standing on this electrical pole.
然后那个她站在那里，然后就很用力的，然后一直持续不断的，好像在讲什么话，然后就一直讲，一直讲，一直讲，一直讲。
As if the mother bird was keep talking and talking with a lot of effort nonstop.
而且是用他最大的力量在那，好像在讲话一样，啪啪啪啪，一直在讲，一直在讲。
As if using her greatest strength to talk, keep talking nonstop.
然后同时呢，在我们家附近的有很多的小鸟，就很多回声，就很多声音，就喳喳，就是好像在对话，一直在讲，一直在讲。
And at the same time, all those birds around my house seems to respond to her, so there were a lot of echoes. Seems they were talking back and forth.
但是那个小鸟虽然看我出去啊，它一点都不理我，它就继续讲它的话。
Even though the birds saw me outside, but they keep talking, they just ignore me.
但是我被那个景象啊，就在我身上，就那个景象对我很有印象，就是他们好像在一种特别的仪式底下。
But that really gave me a deep impression as if they were under certain ritual.
那个印象很深刻，但是我不知道到了第二天早上呢，小鸟已经走掉了。
I had such deep impression about that, but I did not realize the next morning the little bird flew away.
那后来我坐下来思想，我就觉得那好像是一个庆祝的仪式。
So later on when I think about it, I felt as if that was a celebration ceremony.
是小鸟家庭跟许多别的家庭，许多小鸟家庭在一起庆祝这件事情。
As if this family of birds are celebrating this together with other family of birds.
Yeah, 我看了心里非常的受感动。
So I was so touched by this.
因为这个小鸟妈妈她把孩子已经喂大了。
Because this mother bird has already feed the little bird and the bird grew.
然后这个她的孩子呢要飞走了，要照着神给他的生命 能够飞翔在空中，能够神给他的这个这个机会，能够在神给他的这个环境里面去生活。
And this little bird child is about to fly away, which is according to what God has given to the bird to fly into the sky and to live in the environment God has given to it.
但是呢，他们有一个好像庆祝的这样的仪式。
But it seems like they have a ceremony to celebrate this.
我从来没有看过，但是我看呢，我就觉得心里很受激励。
I've never seen this, but I felt so encouraged when I saw it.
因为如果从主的话告诉我们说，只要有一个罪人悔改，天上是何等的欢喜。
Because from what the Lord told us that even if one sinner repents, how joyful is it in heaven?
但是如果有一个儿子啊，神的儿子，他不但有儿子的名分，他能够被神能够抚养，能够制作成功，他能够得着儿子的名分，那天上的喜乐更是不可言喻的。
But when there's the Son of God having the adoption of sons, and he's able to be nourished by God and grow unto the sonship, then it's so joyful in heaven.
你看这小鸟在它还没有长大成熟的时候，还不能飞的时候，它虽然是有飞的生命，但它不能飞。
You see this little bird, even though it was, when it was small, little, even though it has the life of to be able to fly, but it still could not fly.
所以它必须要被它的父母能够喂养到一个地步，成熟到一个地步，它能够飞的能力，飞的功能才能够彰显出来。
So it has to be fed by parents until to the point the ability and function of flying can be appeared.
今天我们也思想我们自己。
So today we also think about ourselves.
主给我们的生命是超越的生命。
The life that Lord has given us is surpassing all things.
是能够超越地上，是能够胜过地上的生命。
Can surpass this earth which can overcome earth.
我们如果愿意受主的引导，我们可能在得救的初期就已经可以开始经历那个超越生命所带给我们那样的超越的表现。
If we are being willing to be led by the Lord, then even when we first got saved, we can experience the surpassing life results in the manifestation of surpassing ability.
我看这个我是对我自己是一个激励，就是我们要羡慕我们从神的儿女能够要达到能够得着神儿子名分的那样的时机。
So this experience has been an encouragement to me that we have to desire the reality of grow from God's children into sonship.
这不但是我们得益处了，更重要的是天父和天上的天使天君，那天上的喜乐更是比一个人得救还要加倍的大。
Not only we receive the benefit, but actually this joy in heaven when the Heavenly Father and all the Heavenly Hosts are so joyful, it's even more than when a sinner is saved.
因为又多了一个蒙拯救的人能够被磨成神儿子的形象。
Because there's one more person added so that this person being saved can be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
神又多了一个器皿，是让基督的权柄能够在他的身上有完全的通路。
God has gained one more vessel, so to let the authority of Christ have a way in this person.
是叫仇敌害怕，不但害怕，是叫仇敌崩溃的这样的权柄。
Not only the enemy will be in fear, afraid, but also completely crush the enemy.
而且是能够与神儿子耶稣基督能够相匹配的这样的生命度量。
And also the capacity of measure of life and capacity can be comparable to our Lord Jesus Christ.
那另外一件事情我也很受益的，我想交通给弟兄姊妹。
And there's something else I would like to share that I benefit.
我无意中看到一个这个跑步比赛的影片。
I just happened to see this video of a jogging race, running race.
这个跑步跟一般的在体育场的跑步不一样。
This kind of running is different from those running in the stadium.
它也跟一般的马拉松不太一样。
It's also different from marathon.
这个跑步呢，总共是，如果没记错的话，是250公里。
This running race total, if I remember right, is about 250 kilometer.
是要用5天的时间来跑。
Needs to take up 5 days.
那它的这个举办这个跑步的地点呢，是在墨西哥的一个山区。
The place this race was taken was upon the mountain region in Mexico.
那它呢，这开始呢是在一个湖边开始的，
It starts with beside a lake.
所以它跑的，它要经过墨西哥的那个高山的地区，
So it will go past the mountain region of Mexico.
所以可能那个湖边呢是可能靠近海平面的高度，
So that lake is around the level of sea level.
但是他们跑过的过程呢，要到达大概要这个高度呢是大概2600多公尺高的高度。
But they will run until about 2600 meters off sea level.
所以，那而且呢，它呢，就是说很多地方呢都是悬崖峭壁。
A lot of places have cliffs.
我看到他拍的地方啊，你知道我们连走都不可能走不过去。
And I see a lot of places they go through. It might be even hard for us to walk to pass.
但是这是跑步需要经过的地方。
But that's the places where people have to run through.
那个山区呢？没有正规的道路，
And that mountain region has no regular pathway.
绝大部分的地方呢是车不能到的，
Most of places are what cars cannot reach.
所以他们这个起来跑步啊，早上有时候4点多就开始出发了。
So sometimes they even have to depart to run at 4 a.m. in the morning.
那个他们跑完一天的行程呢？跑得快的话，可能下午就跑到了。
So some of them, if they run fast, they might finish that day's race in the afternoon.
但是跑得慢的呢，可能到晚上，你知道，就是他是天还没亮就出发，结果他那一天的行程呢，他到了晚上，就是已经天都黑了，他才到。
But for those who run slowly, even though they depart, they start to run before very early in the morning, but they might not reach the place even after dark.
这是在夏天的时间哈，这不是在那个白天很短的时间。
That is in summertime, not when daylight was short.
那个他们呢，就说那个路程呢是非常非常的困难的。
So the way was really tough.
那这个有的呢是可以从头到尾呢都用跑的。
Some was able to run all the way from beginning to the end.
但也有一些人呢，他们跑到大概第二天、第三天以后呢，他们再也跑不动了。
But some they no longer could run after 2 or 3 days.
不但跑不动呢，而且他们的脚，这不但是脚板或者脚各方面的受伤了，他们如果要继续的话，只能用走的。
Not only they no longer have the strength to run, but maybe their feet got hurt, so they could only walk.
所以那个不光是一个速度的挑战，那个更是就是说你要走完行程，是一个极大的挑战。
So it was not only a challenge about speed, but in order to finish the race, it was a great challenge.
那他的奖赏呢？第一名是500美金。
The reward for the first prize is $500.
并没有很多钱。
It was not a lot of money.
所以那个呢，主要是就是为了跑步而跑步的。
So that was just for the sake of running, people ran.
那我看的最感动的一点就是，当第五天跑到最后的时候。
So what touched me the most was on the fifth day toward the very end.
当然，那个跑最快的呢，他是一马当先了，他从第一天就是领先的，一直到最后一天都是领先的。
Of course, the one who ran the quickest, he was the first one from beginning to the last day.
他跑的时间呢，比最后一名啊，这个可能就是说不到三分之一，或者是就是说反正不到一半，或者比一半更少的时间就跑完了。
He uses about even half of the time compared to what the last one ran.
而是最感动的是最后一个跑来的。
But what touched me the most was the last one who ran.
那个最后一个到的是所有参加人都已经到了，他是最后一个到。
This last one was the last one who arrived the final finish line after everyone else already arrived.
那可以说他后面的路程呢，大部分都是用走的。
So actually, the rest of his path at the very end, he walked most of the way.
他已经没有力量可以跑，但是呢，他还是就是走，爬也要爬到。
He has no more strength to run, but even walking or even crawling, he still would like to arrive.
所以，当这个在最后的终点线，那所有人在等他的时候，看他远远在那里走过来了。
So while everyone was waiting at the finish line, that everyone saw him walking from far away.
所有的人都在那里鼓掌，所有人都在那里鼓励他，赶快剩最后一点点。
Everyone was clapping their hands to encourage the person to tell him that it's just a little more, just to finish it.
然后终于他过的那个终点线，
Finally, he passed the finish line.
结果呢，那些参加人就把这一个最后来的呢，都扛在这个他们的就是肩膀上，是像英雄似的欢迎他。
And all those who attend the race put this last person upon their shoulders to welcome him as a hero.
这个最后到的，似乎好像是最荣耀的。
This last one who arrived seems to be the most glorious.
这是我们万万没想到的。
And that's something we never thought of.
一般我们看比赛的话，我们只注意第一名，
Usually, when we watch a race, we only pay attention to the first one.
连第二名都不受重视。
Not even pay attention to the second prize.
但是这一个比赛呢，是最后一名得到最大的，好像是最大的荣耀一样。
But in this race, it seems the last one received the most glory.
我想主在那里等我们。
I feel that the Lord is waiting for us.
今天我们可能是主完成他旨意最后一批的主在等候的那个圣徒。
It might be that we are the last group of saints for the Lord waiting for us before He accomplishes His will.
可能我们一直看自己，我们就一直觉得放弃了，放弃了，放弃了。
It might be we keep looking at ourselves, then we keep feeling that we give up and we give up.
但是我们一直看主，我们就从主那里得到动力，能够把最后一段能够把它走完。
But when we keep looking at the Lord, then we receive motivation from the Lord and we are able to finish this last part of the race.
可能我们没有想到，就像我刚看的那个跑步的那个比赛一样。
Even maybe we have never thought of, just like the race I mentioned, I saw.
有一大批的已经完成的，在那里等候他。
There's this big group of people waiting for the last one. Who have already, there's this big group of people who have already finished the race waiting for the last one.
所以有许多可能我们不认识的，我们不知道的，但是他们已经进到主国度的门里面，他们在那里等候我们。
There might be a lot of saints who we do not know or we might not even realize, but they have already entered into the kingdom of the Lord and waiting for us.
他不会责备我们说你怎么那么慢呢？你怎么那么迟钝呢？他会用英雄式的欢迎。
They will not rebuke us, say that how slow you are, or how foolish you are, but they welcome us as heroes.
所以我们盼望主亲自鼓励我们。
So we do pray that the Lord himself encourages us.
那我们刚刚看的以弗所书第六章第十到二十节。
So as we just read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 20.
我希望我们自己能够在主面前能够注意这些话。
I hope that we can pay attention of those words before the Lord.
愿这些话对我们不再是一个客观的话。
May those words no longer be objective to us.
这些话首先先注意我们跟主的关系是不是在这些话所强调的。
First, we need to pay attention to our relationship with the Lord, whether it's upon those that put emphasis on.
第一个注意的是我们是不是真的在主里面。
First, we have to pay attention whether we are truly in the Lord.
我们如果真的在主里面，那他是那位那个 sanctioner， 他是那位制裁者。
If we are truly in the Lord, then he is the sanctioner.
对我们应该是很实际的。
Should be very real to us.
他是那位至高的权柄，跟我们是很实际的。
And also he's the supreme authority, and it's so practical to us.
他是那位掌控一切的掌控者，对我们是很实际的。
And he's the controller of all things that is very practical to us.
他也是拥有我们的，或拥有世界，拥有一切的那个所有者，这是应该很实际的。
And he's the owner who owns us and owns all things on earth, which is very practical.
那第二个就是我们是不是在他的能力底下。
And second is that whether we are in his power.
这里有一个能力是持定的能力，还有一个能力是这一个运行和那个工作的能力。
And there's this power that's with steadfastness that can be laid hold of, and also there's another power that's moving.
要看能力，要先从基督。你看神在基督彰显什么能力，那个能力就要彰显在我们身上。
When we look at power, we have to see what kind of power does Christ manifest. Then such power will also manifest upon us.
神在耶稣基督身上所彰显的能力是叫他从死里复活的能力。
The power that God has wrought upon Jesus Christ, that is the power to raise him from the dead.
那并且是叫他升到天上去的能力。
And also this power will make him ascend to heaven.
而且这些能力是一切的执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的，没有一个能够达到的。
And this power is which all the principality and power and might and dominion which can never achieve.
所以这是一个超越的能力。
So this is a surpassing power.
我们蒙恩得救的人，我们活在主里面的人，这个能力是真正在我们身上。
As who are saved by grace and as we live in the Lord, this power is truly upon us.
你想到就是旧约以利沙，他虽然去世了，但是那个能力还在他身上。
When we think about Elisha in Old Testament, even though he passed away, but this power was still upon him.
当有人把这个死人这个丢在以利沙的坟墓那里的时候，突然他就死而复活了。
When someone cast the dead inside the grave of Elisha, then suddenly this dead person raised from the dead.
所以这个能力是在圣徒身上的，是在信主人身上的。
Therefore, this power is upon the saints, those who believe on the Lord.
可能我们也会生病，可能我们也有些其他的问题，但是这个能力仍然在我们身上。
We might get sick, we might have other issues, but this power is still upon us.
所以这是一个宝贵的，这个是主不但不是光应许而已，它是真的在圣徒的身上。
So this is very precious. It's not only his promise, but this power is truly on the saints.
第三个就是主已经把全副的军装赐给他的教会。
And the third point is that our Lord has already given this whole armor of God to his church.
不只是赐给全体的教会，而且也是赐给个别的圣徒。
Not only give this corporate church, but also to individual saints.
对我们是不是真正的从主那里接受这全副的军装？
But whether are we truly receive the entire whole armor of God from the Lord?
如果我们是真正的接受这全副的军装，宝贵这全副的军装，你就发现我们常常要求告主，把这个全副的军装在我身上是成为实际的。
If we truly receive this whole armor and treasure this whole armor, then we shall always ask the Lord to make this whole armor to become reality upon us.
这是叫我们得着主的保护，这也是叫我们能够成为与能够有能力能够与主同工的人。
This is so we can receive the protection of the Lord and also enable us so we can become someone who can co-work with the Lord.
所以得主的保护不是用我们的方法，是需要从我们需要知道主是用什么方式来保护我们。
Therefore, to receive the protection of the Lord is not using our own ways, but we need to know what kind of way Lord will protect us.
所以我们需要主开启我们的眼睛，而且我们在信心里面去接受它。
We need the Lord to open our eyes and accept it in faith.
第四个就是我们是不是能够在圣灵里面，我们是靠着圣灵随时多方祈求祷告。
And the fourth is that whether we can be in the spirit and which is praying always with all prayers and supplication in the spirit.
一个跟主有正常关系的人。
For someone have the normal relationship with the Lord.
一个圣灵能够自由地在他身上运行的人。
For someone whose Holy Spirit can truly move freely upon the person.
一个生命圣灵的律。那个圣灵在生命中可以被圣灵、生命的圣灵引导的人。
For the law of spirit and life, for this person who can freely be led by the life and spirit.
他应该是非常，就是一直，他应该是经常祷告的人。
This person shall be always in prayers.
因为事实上，我们并不知道怎么祷告。
Actually, we do not know how to pray.
事实上我们也不知道我们有许多环境或许多的问题或许多的情况我们不知道需要为那个祷告。
Actually, there are a lot of circumstances and issues and problems we do not know we need to pray for it.
但是如果圣灵在我们身上有权柄。
But if the Holy Spirit has authority upon us.
如果圣灵真的可以带我们带得动。
If the Holy Spirit truly can move us.
圣灵就会把我们引到需要的祷告里面去祷告。
Then the Holy Spirit will guide, will lead us to enter into the prayer that's necessary.
我有个印象很深刻的。
I have something within my deep impression.
那个我印象很深刻的一次就是在1999年我要搬到美国之前。
That was before I moved to the United States in 1999.
那个时候我们家所有的家具都已经送到货柜厂去了。
All of our furniture in my home already moved to this container place.
结果第二天晚上就发生台湾的大地震。
But the second night it happened that there was a great earthquake in Taiwan.
没有人知道要发生地震。
Nobody knew the earthquake would happen.
发生的时候我们也不知道到底多大。
When it happened, we also did not know how big that was.
但是呢，我们三个，我家三个人，就是我跟方喜跟朱胜敏，都躺在地上睡觉。
At that time, myself, my wife, and also Phoebe, we all lay down, to sleep on the floor.
我们都睡着了。
We all fell asleep.
但是地震太大了，把我们摇起来。
But the earth was so great, it shook us up.
家里没有家具啊。
Since there was no furniture in the house, so it was hard to shake us up.
但是起来的时候，还莫名其妙，但就还在动，那就觉得要祷告。
But when we were all awakened, then we were all taken by surprise, and I just felt we need to pray.
那时候实在是一无，就是什么概念都没有，只能求主教我祷告。
At that time, I knew nothing, but I only could ask the Lord to teach me how to pray.
但是当我一开口祷告的时候，我就发现我所祷告的不是我想得来的祷告。
As soon as I opened my mouth to pray, I realized what I prayed was not something I could thought of.
因为在祷告当中可以感觉到那个黑暗的权势正在那里，正在台湾的那个地方，在那里大大的在那里运作。
When I prayed, I could feel so strongly the power of darkness was greatly moving around in Taiwan.
而且在祷告的时候，就感觉不但黑暗的权势，有死亡的这个权势在大举的活动。
When I prayed, I felt not only the power of darkness, but also the power of death, which was greatly moving around.
那是半夜啊，我什么都看不见，而且因为地震的缘故呢，电都停了，没有亮光了。
It was midnight, I could see nothing, and because of the earthquake, they already lost power, so there was no light.
那祷告了完之后呢，这位就想起来说，我怎么会做这种祷告呢？
Then after I finished praying, I thought, how come I had such prayers?
虽然祷告的话已经都不记得了，但是祷告的那个灵的感动，那个灵的感觉呢，还在心里面。
Even though I no longer remember any words I pray, but this feeling of the Spirit still within me.
但是到了第二天下午，白天的下午，这个等到这个，就我们出去买报纸，就发现晚报就报告就报道出来了。
Then the second day's afternoon, when I went out to buy newspaper, then realized that the news talked about the earthquake.
所以就报道说。是发生了大地震，而且已经死了很多人，而且呢，很多房子倒了，很多地方是整个毁掉了。
So the news talked about it was a great earthquake. Many people died, and many houses already collapsed, and many areas already are destroyed.
所以靠着圣灵随时多方祈求、祷告祈求，这是非常真实的事情。
Therefore, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, this is very real.
甚至我在祷告的时候，祷告完之后，方喜问我说：“你为什么做这样的祷告？”
Even after I finished praying, my wife asked me, "Why did you pray such prayer?"
我也不知道啊。
I told her I don't know.
我就是觉得要这样祷告啊。
I just felt need to pray this way.
所以只有到了第二天。然后或者第二天之后，报纸或者那些新闻的消息逐渐出来，才发现，哇，真的是那天晚上发生了重大的事情。
Then it was not until the second day when I read the newspaper and news, then realized it was such a great something great happened.
所以我们要彼此鼓励。
So we have to encourage one another.
要跟圣灵有对的关系。
We have to have the right relationship with the Holy Spirit.
否则我们都会被限制在我们这有限的这样的一个情况中。
Otherwise, we will all be limited, in such circumstances as we are so limited.
如果我们跟圣灵的关系不好
，if we do not have the good relationship with the Holy Spirit，
就是主要带我们超越我们这个限制，好像我们都被带不出去。
Even if the Lord would like us to bring past our limit, but we cannot go out of our limitation.
这是我们需要在主面前认真的事。
So this is something we have to be serious before the Lord.
因为在以弗所书第六章的功课，这个祷告的功课，是考验我们是不是在主里。
For the lesson of prayers in Ephesians chapter 6 is to test whether we are in the Lord.
考验我们是不是在他的能力里面
？To test whether we are in His power.
考验我们是不是真的被他的全副军装已经穿上，我们已经穿上他的全副军装。
To test whether we truly have put on His full armor of God.
考验我们是真的圣灵能够带领我们经历主所要我们经历的那个超越我们的限制的那样的程度的。
And to test whether.We can achieve what the Lord would like us to achieve, which is surpassing our limitation in the spirit.
那在这一段的圣经里面，它告诉我们一个情况。
So in this scripture, it tells us one condition.
它告诉我们现在的日子，我们在主再来之前会遇到一个日子，在中文翻译叫做磨难的日子。
So that it tells us that before the Lord's return, we will face this day, which is the day of tribulation.
但是这个磨难日子其实原文呢就是邪恶的日子。
It's the original text is the day of wickedness.
所以这个日子呢是主再来之前会发生的。
So this is some this day is something will happen before the Lord return.
虽然我们今天在的时代是叫做被悦纳的时代，或者是恩典的时代。
Even though the days we are in right now is the days of acceptance or the days of grace.
但是呢，这有一个日子叫做邪恶的日子。
But there's this term, it's called the evil day.
所以不是说因为有恩典的时代，邪恶不会发生。
So it does not mean that when we are in the period of grace, then the evil things will not happen.
我想最近我们在许多事情所遇到的情况，你应该可以感觉到那个邪恶离我们不远。
As we experience in recent days, you will feel that this evil is not far from us.
对我的感觉来讲，邪恶的日子就在我们周围。
From my feeling, I feel that the evil day is around us already.
所以如果我们不会进入以弗所书第六章的祷告，我们可能就被这个邪恶所征服了，或者是绊倒了，或者是我们在主面前那个道路就被拦阻了。
Therefore, if we are not able to enter into the prayer in this Ephesians chapter 6, then we are being stumbled or even being hindered and surrounded by this evil day.
所以我们需要主给我们眼光，能够看得懂我们所在的环境。
So we need the Lord to give us His perspective so we can understand the circumstances we are in now.
我们需要主帮助我们。真的是不是我们从我们所受的教育所产生的看法。
We need the Lord to help us so we do not see things from our education.
不是从我们的传统、我们的习惯所产生的看法。
And not to see things and to have our opinion from our traditions or our habits.
我们需要跟主有一个对的关系，到一个地步，圣灵可以告诉我们，我们到底所处的环境，我们所面对的情况是个什么情况。
We have to have the right relationship with the Holy Spirit to the point so that we can understand what kind of situation we are in now.
所以我们的祷告或者我们的反应，或者我们对于就说我们个人和教会的服事，才能够照着主的需要或者照着主的旨意要成就的方向往那里走。
So our prayer and our reaction and our service to church or individually, we are able to walk toward the way according what the Lord needs and according to the Lord's will.
那在这一段圣经里面，给我们看到这是一个关于征战的。
So in this part of scripture, we see it has to do with warfare.
这是一个属灵的征战。
This is spiritual warfare.
那这个属灵征战谁会面对？
And who will face such spiritual warfare?
是不是只有在教会中有服事人去面对呢？
Is it only those who serve in church who face it?
是不是在教会中去承担一些title 的人去面对呢？
Is it only those who have some titles in church who face the warfare?
照着圣经的话，不是的。
It's not so according to Bible words.
照着圣经的话，是每一个信主人都要面对的。
According to the words in the Bible is that everyone who believes the Lord will face it.
所以这个属灵的征战是每一个信主人都面对的。
Therefore, the spiritual warfare will be faced by each one who believes unto the Lord.
所以不要因为你现在是青少年，你觉得我是青少年，所以属灵的事，属灵的征战跟我没有关系。
Therefore, do not think that you are a teenager. Therefore, spiritual things or spiritual warfare have nothing to do with me.
如果你不在乎跟主建立一个亲密的关系，你可能已经在这个征战中已经属于被打败的。
If you do not have this intimate relationship with the Lord, maybe you are already defeated in such warfare.
有时候征战来的时候，我们并不知道。
Sometimes we do not even realize when the warfare comes.
但是如果我们跟主有一个亲密的关系，主会帮助我们逐渐的明白。
But if we have an intimate relationship with the Lord, then the Lord will gradually help us to understand.
所以这个征战呢，是每一个圣徒，不管是青少年、是成年的， 是年老的，是信主时间短的，或信主时间长的，每一个都会遇到的。
So everyone will face this warfare, whether it's teenage or adult or elderly, whether those who believe the Lord in short time or long time.
所以我们要求主给我们怜悯，让我们愿意能够在主面前学我们当学的功课。
So we need the Lord to be merciful to us, so we are willing to learn the lesson the Lord would like us to learn.
所以这是一个宝贵的功课。
This is a very precious lesson.
一面是关系到主的旨意在教会中能不能成就。
On the one hand, it has to do whether the Lord's will can be accomplished in church.
另外一面也关系到我们是不是能够被主成全，生命能够长大成熟。
On the other hand, it has to do whether we can be perfected and our life can grow into maturity.
另外一面就是神的仇敌，这个基督的仇敌是不是能够照着主救我们，照着主创造我们，他的心意能够照着基督的得胜，使得他能够完全的崩溃。
On the other hand, the enemy of God, the enemy of Christ, whether it can be because God has created us and therefore can completely crush the enemy.
所以这不是我们自己能想得来的。
So this is not something we can think of by our own.
但也不是不能明白的。
But it's also not something we cannot understand.
但是我们要知道我们所面对的那个仇敌是怎样的性质。
But we have to know the enemy we face is what kind of characteristics it has.
所以在十二节他说，我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Therefore, in verse 12 says, For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
所以这里有一个词叫做管辖这幽暗世界的。
So for here, it has a phrase saying the rulers of the darkness of this world.
所以这里给我们看到这个世界是后面有一个管辖的这一个权柄。
Therefore, we see that behind this world, there's this power that rules over this.
但是最高的管制权柄是神自己。
But the most supreme authority is the Lord himself.
但是在基督来以前，这个世界还是落在那恶者的手下。
But before Christ came, this world was still under the power of the wicked one.
所以这个世界看起来有许许多多的方面。
So even though this world seems to have many different aspects.
有政治方面，有经济方面，有教育方面，有这个娱乐方面，还有很多很多方面。
It's political, economy, education, or even entertainment, etc.
那我们可能就以为这些就是这些。
We might think that these are those.
但是这管辖这幽暗世界的黑暗的势力已经把这许许多多组成一个有系统的、有组织来控制的一个系统。
But the rulers of the darkness of this world have already made this into a system.
所以这是我们没有信主的时候不明白的。
So that's something we couldn't understand before we believe the Lord.
但是当我们信主之后，我们经历了主的显现，经历主的启示，经历主的恩典，经历主的工作。
But after we believe the Lord, we experience His manifestation, His revelation, His work.
而且主将他的话向我们开启。
And also the Lord has opened up His words to us.
不但是字面的话向我们开启，而且主将他话语背后的意思向我们展开。
Not only opened up the meaning of his words, but also the words that's truly behind the meaning behind his words.
那我们的里面的眼睛就能看见，原来的后面还有一个权势，是黑暗的权势在掌控这看得见的权势。
So then our inner eyes can see that after all this, there's this power of darkness in control of this power.
这个对我们来讲是一个重大的提升呢。
So this is something that elevates us.
所以基督徒有时候落在一个情况，就是这个怎么讲说，对于世界的认识不清楚。
Usually Christians fall under the condition that we do not know, understand about the world.
就产生一个情况，就是把属神的跟属世界的把它混在一起。Then
that results in we mixed up the things belong to God and things of the world.
甚至它是属世界的，但是基督徒呢，却把它认为说是这是神也要的。
The things might be of the world, but Christians might think that is what God also wants.
但是我们真正主对我们的拯救，不但是把我们从罪中拯救出来。But
the true salvation of God toward us is not only redeem us from sin.
他是把我们从死亡当中拯救出来。But
also deliver us from death.
同时也把我们从世界当中拯救出来。At
the same time, deliver us from the world.
更是把我们从自己当中拯救出来。And
further deliver us from ourselves.
当然也是把我们从恶者的权势、黑暗的权势中拯救出来。And
of course, deliver us from the power of the evil one and power of darkness.
所以我们既然是被主这样的拯救出来。Since
we are being delivered by the Lord like this.
所以对于这个已经被恶者、被黑暗的权势控制的世界, 我们应该可以分辨得出来。Therefore,
we should be able to discern this world, which is being under control of power, darkness, and evil.
而且我们被拯救出来，就是不要走，不要我们再回去。And
since we are being delivered out of it, that means he does not want us to return.
那如果我们就是还心向往世界的话，那我们呢，就会让仇敌在我们身上有权柄。
If our heart still desires of the world, then we give the authority to the enemy.
所以在这个祷告里面，需要认识这个世界是什么。So
in this prayer, we have to know what the world is.
那在这个，在一个角度来看的话，这个从我们一般角度看，世界是美好的，有政治、有经济、有教育、有许许多多方面。
From one angle, it seems the world is beautiful, it's good, it has political, economy, education, and entertainment.
但是你会发现，如果你深入了解,
But if you truly seek into its depths, then you will know.
黑暗的势力就用这些来控制人。
Power of darkness use all these to control people.
当我们顺从黑暗势力的时候，我们就在那好像 很自由自在。
When we follow the power of darkness, then we feel that we are so free.
但是我们如果因为我们被拯救，所以我们不能顺从那黑暗的势力。
But if because we are being delivered and saved, and we are no longer following this power of the darkness,
你就会发现世界有另外一个面目。
Then you realize the world has another face.
这就是诗篇124篇告诉我们。
That is what Psalm 124 tells us.
我想我们就不读了，如果你有空，你等一下去读一下。
We will not read here now, but if you have time, you can read later.
在诗篇124篇告诉我们世界有三个面目。
In Psalm 124, it tells us the world has three different faces.
第一个就是像野兽一样。
First is like a beast.
也就是说不讲道理的。
Does not talk about any reason.
我们以为世界是讲道理的。
We thought the world is talks about reasons.
但是当你真正是脱离世界的时候，世界就不跟你用道理。
But when you are truly delivered from the world, then the world does not talk reasons or rationally with you.
它就是像野兽一样，它要吞吃你，它要强迫的控制你。
The world is like a beast. It will swallow you up and forcefully to control you.
这就是但以理书里面这个神启示但以理那个世界的国度就是四个兽。
That is why in Book of Daniel, when God revealed to Daniel the kingdom of the worldly nation is represented by four beasts.
一个是巴比伦帝国，就像狮子一样。
Kingdom of Babylon Empire is like a lion.
希腊那个波斯帝国像熊一样。
Persia is like a bear.
那这个希腊帝国像豹一样。
Greek Empire is like the leopard.
然后罗马帝国是另外一个情况，另外一个兽。
The Roman Empire is another beast.
所以这是世界一个情形。
So that's the condition of the world.
所以世界要吞吃这个属神的人。
Therefore, the world would like to swallow up those who belong to God.
那世界还有第二个面目。
And the world has a second face.
这是后面黑暗势力在控制的。
And that has been controlled by the power of darkness behind it.
这对世界像洪水一样。
And the world is like the flood.
所以有很多事情一发生的时候，好像那个洪水突然就来了，然后就把那块地的那个整个环境都毁了。
Therefore, sometimes when things happen, it's like the flood suddenly come and completely destroy the environment.
有时候你这很不明白，有时候就它就是这样子，像洪水不知不觉就跑来了。
Sometimes you don't understand, but it's just like a flood, just without we realize it, just happens suddenly.
所以你知道有的哈，在我们在台湾哈，有的人他家呢就放在那个洪水，他就家就建在那个洪水要经过的地方。
Sometimes in Taiwan, some houses are being built at the area where this flooding water will pass by.
可能几十年或者上百年从来没发生过洪水。
It might be this never happened for tens or hundreds of years.
那突然一个特大号的雨来的时候，那个洪水发生了，然后那个房子、那个家、那或者那个地区、那个村庄，在很快的一夜之间就没有了。
But when some very heavy rain happens and the flooding came, it might be that house or that village just immediately be swallowed up.
所以黑暗势力所控制的世界。有时候他对待这个要跟他就说跟他不同方向的人会是用像这样的方式。
So the world under control of power of darkness, it would treat those people who are not in the same direction as the world this way.
那第三个方式就是像捕鸟人的网络。
Then the third way is that just like the snare of those who capture birds.
那他就设了很多的陷阱。
It has many traps.
那个鸟呢，只要飞到他那个陷阱的范围，就逃不出去了。
As soon as the bird enter into its snare, its traps, then it cannot escape.
所以我们是需要主怜悯我们。
So we need the Lord to be merciful upon us.
我们要主开我们的眼睛，能够认识世界的特性。
We need the Lord to open our eyes so we know the characteristics of the world.
但虽然世界有这个特性
，Even though the world has such characteristics，
但主是为着我们的，主是保护我们的。
But the Lord is for us and He is protecting us.
所以我们跟主只要有一个对的关系，不管他是怎样的形式，他不能伤害我们。
So as long as we have the right relationship with the Lord, regardless of how the world is in its faces, it cannot hurt us.
所以当世界有很多的情况在那里特别的搅动，特别的在那里有热潮在那里翻腾的时候。
Therefore, when the world is stirring up all things and in such turmoil,
那就是考验我们是不是在主里。
That is to test whether we are in the Lord.
要考验我们是不是能够受主的引导。
To test whether we can be led by the Lord.
所以这考验我们在主里那个祷告的生活够不够真实。
And to test whether our prayer life before the Lord is so true or not.
所以在这一段圣经里面是告诉我们，我们要认识这个世界和这世界后面的权势。
Therefore, in this place of scripture, we have to understand this world and power behind this.
所以当征战来的时候，我们需要知道怎样靠着主得胜。
Therefore, when the warfare comes, we have to know how to overcome by the Lord.
所以这个祷告有为自己祷告。
So this prayer, we can pray for ourselves.
我们需要认真的为自己祷告。
We have to seriously, earnestly pray for ourselves.
如果我们自认为我们已经是得胜，我们毫无问题，恐怕我们是有问题的。
If we thought we have already overcome and we have no problems, then it might be we have problems.
因为可能我们该认识的我们还不认识。
It might be that what we should know, we still don't understand.
可能我们该警醒的我们没有警醒。
It might be where we need to be watchful, we are not being watchful.
可能我们该在主面前能够受主的引导而坚定在主面前的，我们没有坚定。
It might be that where we shall be led by the Lord to steadfastly lay hold, stand before the Lord, but we are not being steadfastly standing.
所以我们需要学会为自己祷告。
So we have to learn to pray for ourselves.
我们若为自己觉得，哎，我没什么好求的了，哎，我不要那么，那么与自己做，这不是与自己做中心，这是神在你，神的心意在你身上要成就的，需要你有心向着神。
If we feel that there's nothing we can pray for ourselves, actually this is not being self-centered. This is that when whatever the Lord would like to accomplish on ourselves, we have to have such desire toward the Lord.
需要你有心，有你个愿意，把自己交在神的手中，让神他照他的旨意在你身上能够成就他要成就的。
We have to have a willing heart to commit ourselves unto the Lord, so therefore the Lord can accomplish what He would like to accomplish upon us.
所以我们需要为自己祷告。
So we need to pray for ourselves.
主的再来越近，我们越是需要为自己在主面前能不能够站得住，能不能站得稳，能不能够被主悦纳，好好的祷告。
The closer the Lord's return is, that furthermore, we definitely need to earnestly pray for ourselves whether we can stand and continue to stand before the Lord.
不要觉得我们是理所当然一定得奖赏的。
Definitely do not think that we take it by granted we will receive the prize.
不要自我吹嘘，这个是没有益处的。
It's not profitable to boast of ourselves.
我们需要学会为弟兄姊妹祷告。
And we need to learn to pray for brothers and sisters.
我们如果经历过主的拯救，经历过主的扶持，经历过主在我们身上的开启。
If we have experienced the salvation, the helping and also opening up from the Lord.
我们应该为弟兄姊妹祷告，应该是义不容辞的。
Then it's of course we should for to pray for brothers and sisters.
我们不会觉得为弟兄姊妹祷告太浪费时间了，哎呀，没有这个必要，他自己祷告就好。
We would not think that it's a waste of time or it's not necessary to pray for brothers and sisters.
最起码的，你要为你自己的家人祷告。
And the most basic is that we have to pray for our own family members.
为着你自己家人能够被主遇见得着，你一点都不在乎。我相信你对于其他弟兄姊妹，你为着其他弟兄姊妹好好的祷告，你不会花太多代价的。
If you do not even care your own family members being met and gained by the Lord, then you will not pay price to pray for other brothers and sisters.
所以要学会为众圣徒祷告，为弟兄姊妹祷告。
Therefore, we need to pray for all the saints, pray for brothers and sisters.
这是真正的侍奉。
That is true service.
而且是在主面前有价值的侍奉。
And this is valuable service before the Lord.
这个是我们自己要学足够的功课，可能我们才能够在祷告上能够再更上一层楼。
That is only when we have learned enough lessons, then we can elevate even more in prayers.
所以这个祷告不是有口无心的祷告。
So this kind of prayer is not just we say something without our heart.
所以我们在为圣徒祷告的时候，其实我们自己是需要在主面前好好的受主的带领，好好的受主的更新变化。
When we pray for the saints, truly ourselves first have to be very clearly being led by the Lord and being renewed of our mind.
然后另外就是为了照主的旨意的侍奉的祷告。
And also that according to the Lord's will is to pray for the service.
所以保罗是要为他祷告，要为他能够把这个福音的奥秘能够传讲出去祷告。
So Paul says that need to pray for him so the utterance might be given to him that he can share the gospel.
所以为聚会祷告，为着主在聚会中工作祷告，这都是必须的。
Therefore, it's a must. It's necessary to pray for the gatherings and pray for Lord's work in the midst of gatherings.
我们不应该有一种想法说，聚会当然是一定不错的啦。
We should not think that gatherings will be good.
其实不是的。
It's not so.
聚会一定是有，如果它不错的话，一定是有主可以使用的圣徒在当中，在主面前尽了那一份。
If the gatherings are good, then it must be there are some saints can be used by the Lord and have paid the price.
但如果是越多的圣徒为着聚会能够在主面前尽心竭力的祷告。
But if there are more saints who can truly earnestly and pray before the Lord for the gatherings,
你就会发现主在聚会中的祝福完全是超过所求所想。
Then you will realize the blessing of the Lord in the gatherings is truly surpassing our understanding and ask for.
我参加这个各地的特会已经大概将近30年。
It has been about 30 years that I attend the special gatherings in each places.
我大概从92年开始在特会里面就担任这个交通分组的组长。
Since 1992, I have been the group leader for the groups in special gatherings.
这么多年的经历，给我很肯定的一件事情。
From all those years of experience, I'm sure of one thing.
因为我们特会来的弟兄姊妹，许多都完全不认识的。
Because for those brothers and sisters attend the special conference, most of us do not know each other.
而且背景可能差很多的，尤其你去西岸特会，那个背景完全差非常远的。
And there might be a lot of different backgrounds, especially if we go to a West Coast Christian Conference.
我亲身的经历就是，如果那一次的交通聚会没有好好的透彻祷告。
My personal experience is that if I did not pray thoroughly for that fellowship gathering.
那一次的交通呢？怎么样好像都交通不起来。
Then for that fellowship group, it seems it's so hard to fellowship together.
它可能变成讲道聚会，就是一个人在那里发表。
And that might become just one person sharing only.
但是如果是有透彻的祷告。
But if with thorough prayers.
虽然可能信主的当中信主的有的年日很短的或者背景差异很大的。
It might be for...Some in my group, there might be some believe the Lord for a short time or even have very difference in background.
你可以亲身看经历到主真的坐在当中。
But you can truly experience that Lord is sitting with us.
而且呢，主引导那个聚会。
And the Lord guides the gathering.
让我们这个交通呢，能够是有内容的，而且是能够有彼此建造性的，而且是带来认识主有帮助的。
So that there's truly content and also edifying and helping one another in the midst of the sharing.
所以不是就不会浪费那个机会。
So the such opportunity will not be wasted.
所以我们需要为了主的旨意的聚集，为了主的旨意的服事，能够摆上我们该有的祷告。
Therefore, we need to pray the prayers we should have for the gatherings and service according to the Lord's will.
这不是浪费时间，这是在主面前讨主喜悦有功效的侍奉。
That is not to waste time, but that is the effective service that will be pleasing to the Lord.
很可能主就使用那个机会，主得着了他要得着的器皿。
It might be the Lord uses the opportunity to gain the vessel he would like to gain.
叫主的再来能够更快的能够成全。
So his return will be faster be fully fulfilled.
Yeah, 我想因为时间的缘故，我必须停在这里。
Because of time, I have to stop here for now.
主若愿意的话，我们下一次再来看这段圣经。
If the Lord's willing, we will look at this part of scripture next time.
我们有人祷告。